T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show all about your home, your health, your life, and more with our rotating cast of experts. Don't forget, you can catch up on past episodes anytime, talk1370.com/experts. Also available anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. And if you've got a question for our experts, you can shoot us an email, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. Joining us on the phone today, Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com, returning to Ask the Experts. Steve, welcome back.
Hey, thanks a lot, Casey. Great to be back.
Real estate wholesaling is our topic today. Steve, for our listeners that might not be familiar, talk a little bit about Texas Fair Offers, how the company got started, and a little bit of your background.
Yeah, sure. Texas Fair Offers, we started just with my best friend and I, Josh Alter, several years ago, about five or so. And basically, it started just over a conversation over breakfast. And we started having this conversation about legacy. And at the time, our kids were, you know, both very young, and our families, wanted to do something different. And we both loved real estate and wanted to explore it. And very shortly thereafter, we both quit our jobs and went into this full time, not really having any sort of financial support or backing to do it, but we just had a belief and faith in what we wanted to do, and set out, do it. And I guess the rest is kind of history there with that. Since then, our company has evolved quite a lot. We're expanding and growing into other markets and into other verticals within real estate, as well as in education and mentoring and development. So, it's been a great ride so far.
Talk about some of those different services that Texas Fair offers its clients.
Well, yeah. So we Texas Fair Offers is a subsidiary of our larger company, and we're actually just in the middle of rebranding, and our website should be up fairly soon here. But the company is Tallbridge Investments. So the different services that we provide, obviously, there's the opportunity for homeowners who want to sell their house in, I guess, less of a conventional type method, meaning not necessarily with a real estate agent, but privately. There's going to be a place for them to go for that, to learn more about our services there. There's opportunities for much larger opportunities. So we do multifamily acquisition as well. So we are actively searching for apartment complexes nationwide, and so there's opportunities for whether it's realtors or people who have access to these sorts of properties to connect with us there to present the opportunity, and then also for people who are possibly looking to invest in a longer-term real estate strategy, there's opportunities for them as well. So people who want to, you know, be a partner in these purchases, those sorts of things. There's more about our services, with regards to that and how they can participate in these larger scale opportunities. And then there's, you know, kind of this work with us. And this is really more of a passion project of ours, because what we want to do is we want to help, you know, inspire, motivate people to take massive action and to kind of take the action that we took, you know, 5 years ago when starting the company. And you know, that basically is there for people who are starting out in real estate. There's a lot of fear when you kind of venture into something new and not sure exactly what it is that you're getting yourself into. And really what we're providing people with is an opportunity to help them scale and grow their business as efficiently and safely as possible, because there are a lot of challenges when you step into a new market or into a new industry or a new business and you go out on your own. And you don't know what you don't know. And so hopefully through some of the mistakes that we've made and a lot of the successes that we've had, we can help train and teach people how to start their business. And so that's a huge kind of passion project of ours. We want to have impact on people because, again, you know, being where we were with young families, we've seen firsthand how that's affected and changed our lives. And we just want to provide the opportunity for other people to do the same. So there's going to be more about different ways in which that program is going to work and different options for people as well there to, you know, kind of look at. At the end of the day, Josh and I are both always available for people to speak to. And you know, we really just love seeing, especially the younger people, the younger generations that are out there really just trying to make a difference. You know, we love helping them. So, yeah, that's kind of a little bit of where we're going, I suppose, and the different services that we offer in addition to just, you know, real estate wholesale and investing.
Whether you're looking to sell your home quickly or, as Steve mentioned, get into real estate investing, give Texas Fair Offers a call. If you're looking to sell your home, they'll give you a free, no obligation cash offer, 512-579-3952, on the web at texasfairoffers.com. Our guest, Steve Enns, with Texas Fair Offers on today's Ask the Experts. Steve, break it down a little bit for our audience that may not be familiar with real estate wholesaling. Explain how that's different from just going to a realtor and kind of the more retail real estate experience.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, real estate wholesaling is... it's a service that is available to people who do not or wish to explore different avenues than going traditional real estate. With traditional real estate, you know, there's a realtor involved and then showings, and lots of times you're going to be required to make updates to your home to get that higher price point. And depending on your financial situation or just maybe time and efficiency and those sorts of things that you're looking at, maybe you don't have the money to do the repair, you know, that sort of thing. That's where we come into play. We offer a solution which is, a quick and easy type solution depending on, you know, how quickly you need to sell. There's a lot of flexibility in what we do. But ultimately, what I mean by that is there's not an abundance of showings that you need to go through. There's not the conventional, you know, kind of financing that typically a homeowner who's looking to buy a property would need to go through. The people that we work with, we call them investing partners. They have the money to capitalize on, fund the deals quickly. So they have the financial backing and reserves to move on property quick. And so what that allows for us to do is to really provide an opportunity for sellers who need to get out of their house quickly or perhaps, again, just are relocating or there's a life circumstance of some sort that's requiring, you know, them to sell, to do so with a lot of ease. And, you know, we do our best to offer a fair price. I think there's a lot of misconceptions out there about wholesaling that, you know, there's, you know, that you go after distressed sellers and those sorts of things. And I want to just, you know, debunk some of those myths because, yes, those are some of the situations that we come across, and unfortunately we can't help that. Sometimes life happens and situations come up and someone's in a distressed situation, and we do our best to help them out and to get them out of that situation and at least a little bit further ahead than where they are today. But we also work with a lot of people who are not in a distressed situation. For some reason, they just would rather not have to go through the showings. They would rather not have to pay commissions and you know, do all of that sort of thing. So, you know, with our service, in those situations, we come in and we offer a fair price value. Obviously, we need to make a profit in there in some way, shape, form. And so we can come up with a number of different creative solutions to help someone whose house really doesn't need a whole heck of a lot and provide them still with, you know, a satisfying offer, the ease and convenience of working with us and work within their time frame. So, you know, for someone who's not maybe familiar with wholesaling, that's just a little bit about wholesaling. You know, some of the properties we buy ourselves, and we do the fix and the flip, and then others we partner with our investing partners who ultimately, you know, end up closing on the deal, paying for the rehab and then selling it on the back end. So there's a number of different ways that we do that. And it really just depends on the person's situation and what they're looking to accomplish.
And Steve, you kind of touched on some of it there, but kind of walk through the process for a homeowner selling their home privately through a company like Texas Fair Offers, some of the differences in that process versus the retail process. I know you kind of touched on some of that, but kind of quickly summarize it for our audience.
Yeah, so it's a very easy, you know, 3-4-step process. So someone would find us online or, you know, perhaps through different marketing channels, they'd give us a call. From there, they would speak with one of our agents, who would take a little bit more information about the house and just get a better understanding of the situation. Oftentimes, you know, there's people that don't want us to come into their house. They'd rather us not see it, that sort of thing. We're okay with that. We can make an offer over the phone, and if it's satisfying, we can buy property sight unseen. Most of the times, though, we have someone then, after we've had done that initial intake and gotten the information, we send someone out to the property who will basically go through and just do a light assessment on the property and just a light scope of repair on what needs to be done. And we're looking for major ticket items, you know, like roof, foundation, you know, central heat and air, as well as, you know, just what kind of cosmetic things can we do to really increase the value of the home. Once we do that, we present our offer to the seller. We present a few options for them to consider and different ways that we can structure a deal. Ultimately, at that stage, they choose which one works best. And from there, we go to closing. You know, we will perhaps need to see the house one or two more times just to get our investing partners through, at which stage, you know, we close within their time frame. So usually people are looking to close within, you know, a 21 to 30 day time frame. Some it's been much sooner than that. Some properties we close on within a few days, depending on the urgency. And then others, you know, it's been 45, 60 days. So really we can close whenever you need, so long as that we can come to an agreement on the price.
Our guest is Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com. If you've got a home you're looking to sell quickly, you've got a situation where you need to get out of that home, or you're looking to get into real estate investing, Steve and his team can help. Visit TexasFairOffers.com. You can also call 512-579-3952. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the value of your home, some improvements, whether you need to make those improvements or not, if you're going to sell your home privately, and more. We're talking all things real estate wholesaling on Ask the Experts. Back after this on Talk 1370. And welcome back to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. We're talking real estate wholesaling and investing. Our guest is Steve Enns from TexasFairOffers.com. If you've got a property you're looking to sell, you've got a situation where you might need to get out of that property a little faster than retail real estate would allow you to, give Steve a call. His team is ready to help you. TexasFairOffers.com. 512-579-3952. You can get a free, no obligation cash offer right there on the website. Fill out the information. Steve and his team will contact you and start the process and start getting you towards the point of getting out of the home you're looking to sell. Steve, before the break, we were kind of going over real estate investing and wholesaling and some of the differences in wholesaling versus the retail real estate process. Let's kind of continue that discussion. One thing we always hear about whenever you are selling a home on the retail market is you need to put in all these improvements to make the property, you know, look good. As you mentioned, all the showings that you have to do in the retail real estate world. Talk about in the wholesale world, do you really need to do that? Or is that just a kind of a waste of money?
Yeah, no, that's a great, great question, Casey. And, you know, just to be clear quickly, this isn't like a wholesaling versus retail or real estate, you know, sort of situation. I just want to be very clear that we do a lot of work with real estate agents and absolutely, you know, acknowledge and respect what it is that they do. They provide tremendous value out there for homeowners. And, you know, so if you are an agent too, we work with agents. So we would also love to hear from you because there are those situations that you find yourself in when you're sitting across from a seller who you know, their house needs a lot of work, and they simply may not have the money to do that, right? And that's kind of where we can come in and help out too. So I just wanted to make that one point. But to your question, yeah, so no, you do not need to put in any work to your house when working with us. That's the whole point is we take a lot of the legwork and the guesswork out of you know, what needs to be done and how to do it properly and all those sorts of things. A lot of people, when they're selling their house, you know, maybe this is their first house that they're selling. They've lived in it for, you know, pretty much their entire adulthood. And the house just over the years, you know, has become dated, and things just like, you know, a car, right? Things break down over time. And if not fixed right away, you know, they continue to deteriorate and cause problems. So the challenge I find often when I speak with people is, well, what do I do? What don't I do? And I've seen it happen so many times where someone does an update that doesn't actually provide much value to the home, or they do an extensive remodel, but it's not what the market's looking for. It's kind of, you know, what their tastes are versus what is actually attracting a top end client, a homeowner who's wanting to live in the house. So we always urge people, you know, when working with us, you don't have to touch a thing. In fact, we'd rather you not spend that money. And then, you know, kind of take, you know, possibly some guesswork there as to what needs to be done. You know, if you're hiring crews and those sorts of things as well, like that's a whole different situation there. And there's timelines and budgets and most likely things go over budget and over time. And those are factors that, you know, may impact your earnings on the back end. And so there's just a lot of different variables and balls in the air that if you're not familiar with the process and what to do, it could actually end up costing you more money than what you originally thought. So on our side, we don't require you to make any of those repairs. We don't require we buy as is. The repairs have to come from somewhere though. So we have to factor the repair budget from the price. Like that, it's just, we can't offer a fair market price and pay for the repairs because we would be at a loss. So the repairs, we do have to factor the repairs in our offer. But the key here is that you're not having to do those repairs. You're not having to, we take the guesswork out of it. So that's kind of what happens when you work with a real estate investor that's, you know, working in this sort of industry, in this business.
Talk about, for a novice, you mentioned maybe that first-time home seller that's selling their home that they've lived in for, you know, 20, 30 years. What's some of the best ways that people can determine the value of their home?
Yeah, so that is also it's very subjective, depending on really, you know, who you speak to. And so, you know, first off, I'd like just to kind of preface this by saying, when you speak with someone, make sure that you're doing your fact-checking, right? Because, you know, you can speak to anyone and they'll have an opinion. Your neighbor will have an opinion on what they feel the property value is. You know, Joe down the street sold his house for X. Well, Joe's house is, you know, 2,000 square foot bigger than yours and has two more bedrooms, right? So his house is going to go for higher. You know, so you can speak with a real estate agent who perhaps is very interested and keen in getting the listing offer and may overvalue your property and not necessarily provide you with the most accurate information. You'll speak with a wholesaler who perhaps is newer in the industry and not as aware or educated on prices, and they could offer you more. And in both situations, what they're doing is they're providing you with inaccurate information. So what we do is we evaluate properties that are, you know, within a very, very, that are very comparable, I guess you could say. So for instance, let's just say your home is 1,000 square feet. We will look at properties ranging usually between 800 to 1,200 square feet in size, usually a 200 square foot differential, just to get an average. If your house is a two bedroom, one bath, we're going to compare your house with two bedrooms, one bath. It makes no sense for us to compare your house with a three bedroom, two bath home. It doesn't work. So we want to make sure that, you know, from a square footage perspective, we're close. From a bed and bath combination, we're as close as possible. Then what we'll look is the neighborhood. So we keep it in a very tight radius, about 0.25 miles is what we search for, because if we start going over a busy intersection or into a different neighborhood, that is going to have a drastic impact on the value of the home. So once we've done that, we'll see houses that are in similar condition to that of maybe the property that we're looking at. So we can kind of get an as-is type valuation. But what we're looking for are the houses that have been remodeled, that have been updated. And we use that as our price point where we start. So let's say a house is worth $200,000, okay, all fixed up and remodeled. And it's within the same square footage, roughly, and it's the same bed and bath combination. What we do then is we look at, okay, so it's worth $200,000. How much is it going to take us to get there based off of the current condition of the home? And then we just work our numbers back that way. And that's what gives us our offer. So when we present someone with our offer, it's based off of facts. It's not based off of, you know, any sort of speculation or off of what a neighbor says or, you know, what someone else thinks. It's based off of raw data that is indisputable. I mean, it's there for everyone to see. We can present it to you. You can see it firsthand. And so that when you know the offer that we're coming from and what we're giving you is based off of, it's based off of what's actually happening in the market today.
Stephen, just about a minute that we've got left. Let's kind of talk about, and you've been touching on this throughout our conversation, but what sets Texas Fair Offers apart from other companies that are buying homes as is?
Oh, you know, that's easy. And it really is just, it's our people. And every company may say that, and it really, but time and time again, you know, the feedback that we get from people that we meet and speak to over the phone is just overwhelming. And, you know, it's that, you know, you guys really care is really what it comes down to. And, you know, we just the other day, actually yesterday, I had a phone call from someone who we bought their house last year. And now their mother-in-law is looking at selling their house. And she called us first, right, because she loved how easy it was for them and how effortless it was to work with us. And just overall, just like the ease in which it happened, you know, so, and the way that we handled the business too, you know, we were very respectful and all these sorts of things is what she was telling us. And that means more to me than anything, because at the end of the day, you know, we act with integrity, honest, and we like to think that we're trustworthy, right? And, you know, that is the core of our business. That's the core of who we are. And that's what I really do feel sets us apart. We will sacrifice profit in order to do what's right. We will help other people, even if it means that there's no money for it in us, right? And we just have faith and belief that we'll be taken care of one way, shape, form, or another. We're here to help people. We're not here to take from people. And that's just like really the core of who we are. That's the essence of who we are in our business. And our business will strive and thrive because we do as people. And we just always keep that in mind. So, you know, I think that that is at the core of who we are. That's the core of our business. And that's why, that's what makes us different.
If you're looking for that straightforward experience, you find yourself in a situation where you need to sell a home quickly, give Steve and his team a call. TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Free, no obligation cash offer on your home. Give Steve a call, 512-579-3952, or on the web at TexasFairOffers.com. Steve Enns with Texas Fair Offers, thanks so much for joining us on Ask the Experts today.
I appreciate it, Casey. Always a pleasure.
More Ask the Experts coming up after this on Talk 1370.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.